100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I'm not dead yet, so let's have us some stories. You know, I used to be like one of these ranting political current events bloggers long, long ago. God, can you say long ago about blogging? I guess you can. And in the early days of the blogosphere, blah, 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 blah. So, I took a break from that, and then I stopped entirely, because who gives a crap what I think? I kind of think that about everyone, really. And then something came up in a podcast that just annoyed the hell out of me. So, search my name, you'll find it. Yeah, whatever. Who gives a damn, right? This is all about storytelling and story-making. This isn't about me, it's about you. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. What is this me crap? So, yeah. Topic was, I'm sorry for distracting you with my crap. And let's get some stories from Muncie, Jeffrey, Tom. He says he has updates. I don't know what they're going to be about. Ooh, more stories. He loves the math. Just all about the math. No, this person and this monkey and that monkey. I look at it from, hey, I want to be creative. Okay, I can create things. I don't feel like being creative. I'm not inspired. Okay, I won't create things. Not my fault that I've been inspired now for 11 years. Oh, right. Let's keep going. Richard, Serendipity, Tura, Lizzie, and Norval Joe. Oh, and Planet Z. Yeah, I know. It's less than, what? Is this less than 10 people? Yeah. We've kind of gotten in a rut here, and it's like, okay. Sometimes there are lots of people. Sometimes. I mean, 9 is still a lot of people. I mean, try to arrange a dinner for 9 people. That's a lot of people. Try to get seats together at the opera for 9 people. Try to get a cab for 9 people. It's kind of hard. So, that's not a small number. Now, I see these other sites that do 100-word stories like this Julia place and these kids' places, and they get quite a few, and that's cool, because they're teaching kids to do this stuff with their short attention spans. So when they grow up and they can talk about sex and war and drugs and all that, yeah, they can come here. Except that I haven't had a topic of sex and war and drugs for a long time. Maybe I should. Sex and rock and roll and drugs. Maybe we should just change one of the upcoming ones to sex, drugs, and rock and roll. How about that? Which one should I get rid of? I'll look at the calendar and see. So I'm rambling again. Who gives a crap? This week we lost Prince Rogers, a.k.a. Prince, and everyone was turning their buildings purple. And sure enough, the stories start coming out. Drugs? Yeah, except he needed them because he had stage fright and he had horrible pain from those boots and the dancing and the all the stuff and the innovation, and the family said, oh, he lived a clean life, and his drug dealer comes out and says, eh, bullshit. And it's like, you know, who gives a fuck? Really? You get the art, then they die. Okay. It's the devil's compromise. Plus, all the crap that he said about his record company and their horrible exploitation, but then he was exploiting his fans to use to get out of the record deal. Sound familiar? Michael Jackson. Oh, and the drugs, because the performing was so hard. But yeah, all these physical stunts and all that, they take their toll. I mean, it's just like football. They get concussions, and then they go loopy. You gotta pay a price. I mean, my hands fucking hurt from all the typing, from all the writing that I do. Hey, you know, you get old. We weren't meant to last longer than 20, 30 years, I think. All this old wrinkling and where's my pudding? All the teeth falling out. That's from unplanned obsolescence. You know, you gotta pay a price. Yeah, I know it sucks. Plus, I gotta tell you, Warren Zevon's cover of Raspberry Beret, way better than the original. Hey, what does Morris Day have that Prince doesn't? Time! Ha ha! Okay, so that was cruel. I'm sorry. Hey, that's the topic! I'm sorry! Let's hear some stories on that topic, shall we? Or do you want me to make fun of Prince a little more? Let's keep going with the stories.
Greetings, rock beasts. Munzee here, closing out the month with one last story. Ready to rock, rock, rock you off your block, block, block. On Apologies by Christopher Monroe. It's been said that it's easier to say I'm sorry than it is to ask permission, and this is true. Ask permission anyway. Don't be a dick. Make sure what you're planning is okay with all involved parties before going through with it. It's just basic consideration of other people and their needs. Be a human being. Make sure you're not hurting anyone before doing whatever the fuck you want. And while you're at it, just in general, stop basing life decisions on what's easier. That's no way to live, you lazy path of least resistance taking piece of human garbage. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's me for the month of April, rock beasts, but I'll be back. I always come back, much though you might want rid of me.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 522 on the topic of I'm sorry. It's possible that by the end of this, I will be sorry for these stories. We'll see. My first story is called The Non-Apology. One of the many unpleasant modern inventions is the non-apology. They're all the rage. First, someone says something offensive, such as, students at Emory University are delicate snowflakes, unable to cope with a presidential candidate's name written in chalk. Said students object to being called delicate snowflakes, and the Snowflake Preservation Society objects to the comparison with sensitive college students. After controversy erupts, the speaker says, if I have offended anyone with my remarks, I'm sorry. The first clause essentially negates the rest. The speaker never acknowledges he was wrong, and vaguely implies that the statement was nothing worth taking offense over. The media then rush to cover the next faux outrage. My next story is called The Silent Treatment. Of the many forms of spousal argument, the silent treatment is perhaps the second most unfair, falling just short of crying. The offending spouse often wonders just what he did wrong. He knows something is bothering her, but he can't ask. Or rather, if he does, he gets no reply beyond a hurt-sounding, you know what you did. He tries to make amends, first with a non-apology of, I'm sorry for whatever I did wrong, and then, when that fails, a wild guess at the offense, followed by a heartfelt, I'm sorry, I know I was wrong for, filling in the guess. If he's a good guesser, this might end the silence. On the other hand, if he doesn't like to hear or talk, he just guesses incorrectly, over and over. Sometimes silence is golden. By the way, that story has nothing whatsoever to do with any marriage I may have now or in the future. That's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Hello, night people. Tom here. I've got updates. Story total, 8,427. Story average, a drop to 16.15. In the top 10, both Richard and Jeffrey passed the 2-year mark. Zach Mann is closing in on the 5-year mark, and Phil, the 7-year. Chris is a mere 9 stories from becoming the 8th monkey, while Lizzie is about a half a year away from entering the top 10. In the iron, next week, Lizzie passes Zach Mann to become the 9th iron monkey. Phil is just 7 shy of 400 stories in a row. And I've got one story tonight. It's called Going Dark Tonight, because I am. That's not the title, that's just what I'm going to do. I'm sorry, I said, pulling the knot tighter. The look in his eye was priceless. You're trying to place the face, counting the gym, the waiter at Mario's, one of Martha's psychopathic students. I'm sure you'll recall the meeting. You're such a clever guy. But the who isn't as important as the why. Why is the man behind blue eyes doing this? Good. A flash of recognition to my feeble Townshend reference. Shows heightened male bonding. It's so sad we never had an opportunity like this before today. I retightened the counterweight and turned out the light. That's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning. It's Richard, and here's a story. Artificial intelligence. I've always been disappointed computers never turned out to be quite as exciting as they might have. Imagine the fun of IT that functioned like that of 60s sci-fi magazines, or the iconic computers in the movies. My favourite was HAL 9000, and I can't help thinking computer manufacturers missed a trick. What if, rather than a bland resource not found message, we had a calm, unnerving voice instead? I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that. Of course, there's always the worry we'd be dealing with a megalomaniac psychotic intelligence with a hidden agenda. But isn't that what computers are anyway? That's me done. Until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I have a large and comprehensive vocabulary. It comes with the territory. You can't have the sort of interests like mine without picking up a surprising degree of specialist knowledge along the way. The tools and techniques of forensic pathology and surgery, the terminology of butchery, a smattering of legal words and phrases, essential for navigating the dark and unsavory places my hobbies necessarily lead me. Even so, there are some words that have never featured in my vocabulary, and frankly, they never will. You see, the one thing I can never see myself saying is, I'm sorry.
Been detected on floor 17. There is no cause for alarm. The situation is under control. We apologize for the inconvenience. Hail and flushing triggered on floors 14 to 20. Doors and windows have been sealed to contain the situation. There is no cause for alarm. Remain where you are until we all clear. Fire services will arrive shortly. The situation is under control. Do not attempt to combat the fire yourself. Remain at your desks. We apologize for the inconvenience. Remain where you are. Remain where you are. Remain where you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A whisper, barely a murmur, caught his attention that night. He squinted, adjusting to the darkness of the alley. A few steps, and he heard it again. "Who's there?" No one replied. The murmur became a lament, loud and mournful. He followed the sound as he stepped into the shadows. Suddenly, he saw the shiny blade coming from the right and instinctively turned around. That grin, he recognized her. "I'm sorry," he yelled in despair, trying to save himself. "I'm sorry." But it was too late. "I'm not," she replied, grinning as she did back then, while he raped her. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the YA Books Podcast, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge with a prompt of, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is number 522. I'm sorry." So, here's my story. Cherry Cola stood and stumbled toward Monkey Boy. "What's the matter? Aren't you happy to see me?" She slurred her words and looked as if she fought to keep her eyes open. "I'm sorry," Mickey said. "I expected to find someone else in here." She collapsed into his arms. Mickey dragged her to a chair and collapsed onto it with her on his lap. She batted her eyes sleepily and mumbled, "I'm sorry I walked out on you. I didn't want to, but..." Cherry's head tipped back, revealing a red welt on her neck where someone had injected a sedative. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When I heard that Prince died, I knew that my social media timelines would be full of quotes from his songs, clips from his concerts, and headlines from parasitic gossip rags all over the world. I shut down my computer, turned on Netflix, and watched Tim Burton's Batman. It was campy and cheesy. Jack Nicholson was a stiff, smirking mannequin with the acting range of a failed North Korean ballistic missile blowing up on the PAL. But the music was great. No, not Prince's music. Danny Elfman's backing tracks. Prince couldn't stand it. Now play me some Morris Day, bitch.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of "I'm sorry." Hey, if you didn't like this one, I'm not sorry. Hey, not everything is to everyone's liking. Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not. You know what? I think these stories were great. So there, screw you. What kind of podcast gets so in your face about that stuff? It's a punk rock attitude, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, I'm punk rock. Uh-huh. I've got a cat in my lap. How can you be punk rock with a cat in your lap? And don't play any instruments. And don't have any paper clips in your face. I had cat claws in my face for a while. Man, Tenny swatted me good. So, the next topic... What the crap is the next topic? Think of a number. So, think of a number, come up with a story. We've done topics on other numbers before. You know what the least important numbers are? The stats, readership, whether there's 1 or 100 or 100 million, fame doesn't matter. It's what you put into this, creativity. Imagine and dream. And enjoy. I'll see y'all next week here at OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.